Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all.
Roger Daltrey and The Who bringing us back. The Rock Out for Tommy. Pretty good album, too. Welcome back to 17 Till the Hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Brad Houston's here. He's a almost 22-year member of our Brain Trust, an original founding member of that. He's the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and one of the most knowledgeable and experienced, grizzled, rubber meets the road experts in helping you make more sales and have your customers and how to level up your customers of anybody I know in the world. Brad, thanks again for hanging out with us. One of the things I'm trying to help people focus on is how to take this time to evaluate everything, our physical plant, our financial situation, our employees, our the direction of our company, our customer profile, our inventory, our point of sale environment, whatever it may be, technology. Did I say that? Surely the technology, and look at everything and say, okay, that was working before, and it'll probably work in the future. That was working before, it probably won't work in the future. That wasn't working so good in the past, and it's probably definitely not going to work in the future. What is my new regular going to look like 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now? We ought to be, if we're talking to our customers at all, our prospects at all, if we're paying attention at all to what's going on, we ought to be able to imagine, be a little bit of a futurist and imagine, okay, what's the new regular going to look like? And is my business, when I restart it, is it going to be prepared to drive in that lane? What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that, every business is different and every business is going to have to make some changes. And, you know, you look at restaurants, for example, they're probably going to start opening up again here pretty quick, but they're going to be down to 25, 30, 40% of capacity. So,
because of social distancing.
Exactly.
You're not going to be jammed up. Your little table for two is not going to be 3.5 inches away from another table for two.
No, and that's where, you know, you got to be more profitable because you're going to have less customers to deal with in that industry.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be.
Can I stop you for a second? You got to be more profitable. If you don't have as many people coming in, and you got to be more profitable per turn, per customer turn, that by definition means you have to raise your prices. And Brad, you and I both know that's something that small business owners, unfortunately and ironically, are not good at.
No, they're not, and they still believe that people are chasing the almighty dollar. And,
yeah.
And, you know, that's one of the things that we just don't know what's going to happen. But as much money as the government's pouring into this thing, there's still money out there. And I think that don't be embarrassed or don't be ashamed to make a profit. And
you have to make a profit. You have no choice. It is non, as to use a term I learned from Brad Huskin 20 years ago, it's non-negotiable.
Exactly. And I'll never apologize for making a profit.
Me either.
That's why we're in business.
Profit is beautiful. Yeah. Profit is holy, because you know what happens with profit? When we make profit, we get to help other people.
That's right. And it goes back into.
What's wrong with that?
So, now that's it's what's called. I think it's called democracy.
Yeah, and capitalism, and it's
the
good. We practice pure capitalism out here on Main Street. It's not like Wall Street capitalism. Go ahead, Brad. What else we need to work on?
Well, I was going to say that you got to look at whatever type of operation you have and decide what kind of changes that you're going to need to make. And of course. guidelines or whatever your municipality is saying is going to be the guidelines. But if you don't have those sneeze guards in front of your register, you better get sneeze guards in. If you don't have,
you have to at least, even if you don't want to make a big investment, you got to at least make a nod toward protecting them, right? I mean, you got to wipe things down in the presence. You got to, stand back a little from them, whatever it may be. Maybe instead of a sneeze guard, maybe you just put another table in front of the register so they can't get any closer. They don't accidentally walk up.
That's exactly what I mean, is that everybody's going to be different. And, I don't care what the regulations are going to be per se, but what I do care is making sure that my customers are comfortable in coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing. It doesn't matter what the regulations are. Our customer is going to be comfortable. And if you're going to make them comfortable, then they got to know that you've done some extra things and taken the extra effort to ensure their safety and their comfort, because there are a lot of people that are scared out there. And, I don't know if it's legitimate fear or what it is, but I do know that it's the new reality.
Mm-hmm.
And, you and I may feel different about it. Think that we're all going to get it eventually. You've all heard the stories. I don't know, and I'm not a doctor, and I don't claim to be a doctor. But I do know that if your customers aren't comfortable in dealing with you,
they will go somewhere else.
Restrictions, they're going to go somewhere else.
You will become irrelevance, and irrelevance paves the road to failure. Hey, Brad, hold on that thought. We're going to come right back with Brad Houston, folks. Some more of his wisdom after the break. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. IAStraining.com, by the way, is his website. IAStraining.com. I was a dandy.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.